Loyalty, a The Untamed fanwork, written by Tree Maiden Geek, and read for you by Dana Scully, 1013. This fanwork is rated teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. Additional tags include alternate universe canon divergence, implied/referenced torture, implied/referenced character death, angst. This is pretty dark for having no on-screen violence. You've been warned. Summary. The Sunshot campaign did not go so well. A conversation in the dungeons of Nightless City between Meng Yao and the captured Lan Xizhen. Lan Xizhen listened for a long moment and heard only distant screams from other cells and the clinking of the nasty-looking blades and other implements his sometime lover was laying out. They were alone. "Oh, Yao," he said quietly. "Are the others?" He swallowed. He had no idea how much time they had, so he had to make it count. "Has anyone been executed? Wang Ji, Ming Jue, are they alive?" "Your brother and Nie Zongju are alive. The battle casualties were very heavy, but no prisoners have been executed." Lan Xizhen exhaled, feeling much lighter despite the heavy shackles that bound him. "Thank you. What's your plan?" The other's hands were shaking, he realized, and he would not make eye contact. "Ayo, I'm so sorry. I should have asked first. Are you well?" The man's lips curled and his dimples showed, but it was not a smile. "I'm fine, Lan Zongjuo. You are too kind." He lifted a slender, serrated knife and studied it with troubled eyes. "I'm glad to hear that," Lan Xizhen said, and he meant it. They were silent a moment. "I can draw assumptions about why they sent you here," he continued reluctantly. "If you need to, leave some marks to protect your cover. It's all right. I understand. You are the only one of us who can move freely right now. We need you more than ever." Meng Yao gave a short, pained laugh, and then met his eyes at last. "Lan Zongju, how I wish it were that simple." He drew a breath. "I wasn't there for the battle. His Excellency arranged for me to have tasks inside the fortress, you see, alongside some of his most capable men. I think he wanted to make sure I didn't have a change of heart and do something foolish for my old friends. But I heard about the extent of the slaughter. Don't you know how many prisoners were taken?" Lan Xizhen felt his stomach clench. "How many?" 22. "I'm sorry, Lan Zongju. I thought..." "But you were there. Surely you saw." He shook his head, stunned. I was separated from the others by a swarm of corpses after Wei Wuxian's death. Someone knocked me unconscious while I was distracted and worn down. 22. That's all." He sagged in his chains, his vision blurring with unshed tears. I'm afraid so. Just the immediate families of the major clans, and a few minor ones, and a few disciples who surrendered. An entire generation of resistance is dead. His Excellency One, Lan Zongzhu. Meng Yao crossed the distance between them and rested a gentle hand on the side of the other's face. Lan Ziqin closed his eyes, taking a moment's solace in the touch. Meng Yao wiped a threading tear from the man's cheek. Those who would survive have a difficult choice to make. I will not insult your honor by asking you what your choice will be. He took a step back and bowed. The knife was still in his hand, Lan Ziqin realized. He swallowed hard past a lump in his throat. I have loved you for that. I won't ask for your forgiveness either. I do not deserve it. Yao. The endearment felt almost painful on his lips. Say what you mean. I mean, I am sorry, Lan Zongzhu, but what choice do I have? If I don't do what he asks, he'll kill me. Already he tests my loyalties. He was angry now and horrified. You always have a choice. No, Lan Zongzhu. I hoped for a while, but... Something hard and bitter flashed behind his eyes. I should have known better. And this is not what you deserve, but we seldom get what we deserve in this life. Now, I must get started. The knife glinted.